No, have the question. Clear? Yeah. If your interview is like this, I need to know about your conditioning. How do you feel? How about you practice? Do you understand it or not? Do you have a doubt or not? Say something. I can explain.
It's for you. Já bych chtěla požádat o radu, jak mám zacházet s fyzickou bolestí.
Who is translator? You know?
Tady mluví všichni anglicky, nebo kdo potřebuje překlad? Jenom vy potřebujete překlad. Ale to nevadí. Ano, ale takhle, je lepší možná, kdybyste šla do D skupiny, protože ta bude mít překlad. Jo, vám to nevadí, takže vy umíte anglicky. Jo, tak dobře, tak já to přeložím. Dobře, takže co jste říkala?
She would like to ask for an advice. How to deal with physical pain.
Physical pain, yeah.
Yes.
So first you need to think about the pain is no problem. The pain is become nature. Yeah, understand? Yeah. The pain is some of conditioning. If your body is, don't move long time, must be pain. That is the nature, right? So the pain is a conditioning, they are not always have. So we need to think that you should not think about the pain as a negative idea. You should think about the pain as a meditation object or nature, right? But beginning, we are not aware of the pain first. You should not pay attention to the pain first because the mind is not happy with the pain, right? The mind resistant to the pain. So if you watching the pain with the resistance, this is not meditation mind. That's why we are not fast to watch the pain first. So we need to change our attitude first. The pain is nature. This is not a big problem. We try to learn about this pain. If you cannot, we need to change the posture. We should change the posture to make this the pain gone because we cannot handle, right? So first, we need to try as much as we can. But you need to watch the mental feeling, not pain, right? Because the mind is not happy with the pain. So the mind is unpleasant feeling. So you need to watch this feeling first. Change the attitude first. And second, you watch the feeling. If your feeling is calm down, the mind is calm down, you don't need to change the posture. But if you cannot handle this problem, you should change the posture and next time try again like this, again and again and again. But you must know the how to practice. Why we watch the pain? We not want to be pain go away. No? Understand? Our attitude is we watch the pain because we want understanding nature of the pain and nature of the mind, how the mind react to this object. So attitude is we want to understand, right? So we just practice, we face it, try it. If you cannot, then you can change the posture and try again. Understand? Right. Oh. Anybody?
I have a similar question. How to deal with sleepiness?
Sleepiness.
It's very slippery, you know? Slippery. It's very slippery. Hard to see.
So our mind is, when we have a defilement, our mind is very strong, right? When it's a craving, oh, you're very alert, awake, right? When it's angry, the mind is so powerful. When we are meditating, we should not create a craving, aversion, so the mind is very weak. There's no more energy anymore. That's why we start to practice. That's why beginning to wake up retreat, everybody, because they have already stressful in the daily life. They use a lot of energy because of craving, aversion, because of defilement. The mind is very powerful. Now we reduce the defilement. So the mind has no energy yet. Awareness also not good yet. So must be sleepy. This is not problem. So you must patient. Try again and again and again. Sleepy, gone, come back again. Sleepy, gone, come back again. But you should not angry about this sleepiness. You must understand that this situation. Because your mind is not straight enough. Right? So you need to patient, try again and again, day by day. If you're very sleepy, stay sleepy, you can open your eyes. That's more awake, right? Because our mind is habit pattern. If you close the eye, is when you have a rest. In daily life, we always, when we want to rest, we close the eye. So relax, right? Totally relax and no more effort. So this is the mind habit pattern. That's why I saw this morning, 9 to 10, and if you 1 hour, beginning with a little bit awake. Slowly, slowly, slowly calm down. The mind is slowly, slowly weak. And certain object he cannot catch. Gross sensation, then he awake. But certain object the mind cannot catch very clearly, then he lost. This is the nature of the mind. So you need to wake up, try again. If you can open your eye and make the mind more awake. If that much the mind can continue with very strong sleepy, you can stand up and walk to practice better. Even you are very sleepy, go and sleep. The body needs to be asleep. Right. Beginning 1 day, 2 days is beginner, or retreat, beginning of retreat, everybody like this. The mind is not straight enough yet. Important is don't angry with the sleepy. When you're more angry, the mind is more, awareness more weaker. Concentration, samadhi, more stability is gone. So difficult to practice. If you accept, okay, no problem, try again, try again, try again. And slowly awareness becomes stronger and stronger, then the mind wake up. Right? Sometimes you can use the question. Remind yourself. Because awareness is not enough, you need to use the thinking to mind make busy. How many objects do you know? Anything else? You're aware of your breathing. Anything else do you know? Like this. Thinking about, remind about yourself, the mind more awake. More awake. Right? Your meditation center is very good to be relaxed and sleep. When the mind calms down, enjoy, huh? Because in daily life, the mind really, really stressful. So meditation center is like a hospital. Daily life, we are very stressful. Tired.
So, I have an allergy, pollen allergy.
Oh.
So, difficulty in breathing.
Oh.
And which is okay.
Yeah.
But I just maybe watched the mind.
I need to call 911.
So there was a watching of mind reaction to the difficulty.
Right.
And
why is the difficulty? You cannot know about your reaction?
No, it's not easy to breathe because the hole is very small.
Right. It's difficult to breathe, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the first what I saw was the mind is not happy. And after a while of watching, it became easier, the breathing.
Oh, well, how do you watch?
How?
What you're watching?
I just asked what mind.
Oh, yeah, what's
think
the mind,
about?
Right, yeah. Right, yes. Right.
You know, what's the reaction of the mind?
Yes.
So it happened maybe 20 times.
Yeah.
And then. Again, mind was not happy.
Mm-hmm.
But behind, I felt there is another feeling of mind, which was stronger. And somewhere in deep, really deep, was something like panic, of total loss of breath.
Your fear about the loss of breath, yeah.
Which is, again, okay. Was again watching.
Yes. Then the fear gone?
Gone or sometimes...
Disappear
or sometimes even grew.
You don't see,
No, grew, it was stronger.
Oh.
But still watched.
Yeah.
Still watched. So the question is, should I continue watching of this fear and those things coming up?
Yes. Because that time you need the right attitude, very important.
Yeah.
You don't forget the thing about this is not personal.
Definitely.
If you have the idea of self, the fear is more increased.
Mm-hmm.
So if you watch that this defilement, unskillful mind, be careful about your attitude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you judging this is me, you watching aware that this, pay attention to that this wrong view and with the, this object, the fear increase.
Mm-hmm.
So angry or craving or fear, whatever, any defilement, if increase, very sure you watching with wrong view. So you need to change your right view first.
I didn't feel fear.
Okay.
Personally, there was no fear.
Right.
I felt there in the mind there is fear.
Yes, same.
So
I said the mind, not you. Right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
Then it's clear. Okay.
But we are talking about the you, but actually I'm talking about the mind. The mind is fear.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually the mind is not you.
Yeah.
We have idea of this mind is me. We think we have a wrong idea about this self. So if you have a right view, right attitude and watch, the mind, the fear must be calmed down.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wrong view, the fear is increased. So you should be watch the fear with the right view.
Yeah.
So every time the mind resists or reacting means liking or disliking or fear or any defilement arising with this object, we should not aware of this object first. For example, this happening and unpleasant, you need to watch the unpleasant first. Right. One time I noticed, I really have experience. One time I become cold. That time the note is like this.
Cannot
breathe. Not satisfied. A little bit small hole, I think. I think this is because of this sensation is a tightness sensation. The mind think this is a very narrow. So cannot satisfy, breathe. Then I watch the mind. The mind totally calm down, very relaxed. I can feel this hole in air is coming is totally... I can feel sensation, but air is enough. Because of reaction, we are not more resist that this happening. If you mind not reacting, this also very easy to... The air is still going, right? Don't worry. If you cannot breathe, we can call 911.
I observed that many times that when I'm not...
There's some idea I, must be have. Because of many times happening is some idea behind...
Many times I observed when I'm not identified, the breathing is easier.
Right.
It's let's say 95%. Right. Many times.
Right.
But when I asked what's behind of the feeling of mind, there was something in deep what I meant. So it was
That's better. Okay. There's many ideas we have. Some idea you can take off this idea, you can change, then the problem finish. If you understanding the breathing is a natural, no need to be, not necessary to fear, then finish. Yes, here.
Thank you. Please, could you explain the difference between between the object that I see as an object of my awareness and between awareness of seeing itself you were talking about today and I'm quite not sure. I understand the difference. I see that I can see it also during my meditation practice. But over this week, I would like to understand it basically more. What is the difference between the visual meditation object that I am aware and between the awareness of seeing itself?
Oh. Visual is imagination in your mind. Create imagination, right? Mm-hmm. You want to say this, my imagination and real seeing, right? Mm-hmm. So if you want to practice seeing, you must open the eyes. This is eye consciousness seeing happening. We need to be aware of this eye consciousness. Eye experience, the seeing and whatever. If you close the eye, this is a mind door. This is not eye door. In the mind imagination, right? Sometimes we saw the rich rope. The eye consciousness know the rope, but the mind, sometimes mind creating this is a snake. This sometimes the mind believing that in mind door is more obviously the mind believing and fear, right? So this is I want to explain about this door different. So we cannot say what you close the eye, whatever you see is not seeing. This is imagination, the mind door. The mind create the concept, the mind is thinking, that's why the image appear. So this is a concept, not reality. The eye open, we learn from the seeing is reality. This seeing is reality. When you close the eye, then you see it is not reality. This is a concept. The mind creating. Sometimes people hear the sound, immediately we think about like this sound in the mind appear. Some image appear, right? Maybe car horn you hear, immediately in your imagination some kind of car is coming, right? This is imagination. Imagination is the mind door. The thinking also is happening in the mind door. In the thinking, the mind can create the imagination picture, the walls, sound, smell, taste, everything. The sense door, six objects, you can create in the mind door. If you have a concentration is strong, this is become clear, like a real. Okay?
Okay, maybe yeah. Just a word to this question, if I can say. I just had a feeling that I was seeing my seeing during my practice and the sense were, and then came a little bit of anxiety and of fear.
Yes.
Because I was a little bit confused of reality.
Yeah.
Because my view has changed.
Yeah.
And I was seeing that I am not concentrated on objects,
yeah,
but on the process of seeing.
Yeah,
and it
right.
was quite
right.
disturbing.
If you open eye, we are looking is a concept, outside object. All objects concept, people, a chair, the flower, this is all a concept. This is not really reality, this is a concept. Color or shape, form, it's all a concept. Reality is just see. Like if you close the eye, don't see, right? Open the eye, they see. Just this only, you recognize this is enough. Okay, so seeing and looking is the same? Seeing and looking is the same?
I understand it that if there is no object and I am just aware, that it can be the same. There must be no object.
So object is, this is a concept object. Now you don't know the reality object yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's why you're confused. So looking is a concept. Mm-hmm. Right? You looking means is you pay attention to the outside some object. Mm-hmm. This is a concept, this is looking. But you can know you are looking. Seeing is you're not looking anything, the seeing is happening. Right? Mm-hmm. Size. We call this is a sight. Object is sight. Everything. This is a 180 degree. Seeing the whole view. This seeing is happening. This is a reality object is just seeing, knowing an object. If you're looking outside the object is a concept. But if you know you are looking, is also this is reality, the mind activity. Looking is the mind need to concentrate, pay attention. Seeing is not pay attention. Right? Mm-hmm. So you can see, you can aware you are looking also, it's okay. Mm-hmm. This is a mind activity. looking and listening and pay attention is functioning the same. Mind function is the same. Only the sense door different. Right? You are paying attention with the eye, we call looking. We are paying attention with the ear, we call listening. We pay attention with the nose, we call smelling. Right? This is concentration. This is pay attention. This is activity of mind the same. Pay attention is mind activity. So if you know you are looking, you know you are listening, is you know your mind already. Right? The mind, it become object. Activity of mind become object. These are not, we are not interested about concept object. Right? Yeah.
I would like to ask you, because I'm 1 month here after 2 months retreat.
Yes.
With Mahasi method.
Yeah.
And my mind is, everything is detached, I see it detached. Mm. I see object and watching mind, noticing mind.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I should consciously do something to, for example, to step a little bit far away to see more object and do this your method.
Yeah.
We understand.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is the beginning, we start to aware of the object, right?
Yeah.
Slowly, awareness becomes better and better, the mind more understanding, there is a two nature.
Yeah.
One is object, one is aware.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you know this different nature, means is you have understanding.
Yes.
Wisdom is there. He understanding, this is being known, this is knowing.
Yeah.
Because of this understanding, your experience is step back.
Oh, yeah.
Understand? Because of this understanding, you feel step back.
Yeah.
Because of different object. Yeah. This is being known. Yeah. Object is the being known.
Yeah.
There is a knowing.
Yeah.
That's why you know the different nature.
Yeah.
That understanding make your experience is separate.
Yes.
Or step back.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Is there is a step back is a, we are talking. But actually, it's a, because your understanding nature different. That time you can aware the knowing or yeah. awareness.
Yeah.
That time we not pay attention to the physical object. No need.
Yeah.
We are only aware of the, because of this is a together, happen all the time.
Yeah.
But different nature happening same time.
Yeah.
Every contact is happening. The mind and object's contact is all the time happening naturally. Now you understanding different object, different nature, you can aware that this mind activity. So that time we let go about object. No need. Because they are together happening. So if you're aware that you're this knowing mind or awareness, all sense, five sense door is contact with this object, that the mind.
Yes.
Then you can feel the six sense door is open.
Yeah.
That time you are become stay in the office. You are become manager.
Yeah.
Right? And you know everything. Yeah. We don't need to go and look outside because you have a contact. All contact is already come to you.
Yeah.
So then you know that every day you don't need to go anywhere. That time you have no energy anymore. Just you understanding the mind, knowing mind, you know every day.
Yes.
Right? Then this become six sense door become open.
Yeah.
We don't need to walk in like a walker. Walker is a go there. Now you go to the gate or walk, go to the gate and come back very tired. Right? But you are sitting in the office, you know the everything, the information come to you.
Yeah.
That's why at that time you can feel many objects at the same time.
Yeah, I understand.
Right? Yeah.
I understand. Yeah, thank you.
Step back means is you can aware that this all two objects. Yeah. This object, this is being known, this is annoying.
Yeah.
You can see these two things mean is there is three. Right?
Yeah.
You experience you're in front of this the two things mean is another one is seeing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you see the three things mean is watcher is some one is watcher, right?
Yeah.
There's many steps coming. Yeah.
Sometimes I watch it like it's like chain. you know, many kind
object
of,
and mind is changing,
and it's calmer and calmer. This watching mind is calmer.
More calm and more peaceful, more right? Calm. Right. Because you can see the awareness. Awareness is better and better.
Yes.
Problem is people, they don't see the awareness. They only see the object. Sometimes awareness is sometimes they don't working very well. Weaker and weaker, sometimes people, they don't know. Then they lost. If you see that you can aware that this awareness is present, the awareness is working very well. So that's why the mind quality better and better.
I just want to ask some more about looking and seeing, the difference.
What?
Looking and seeing.
So now you look at me, right?
Yes.
Do you see me? Okay, you look at me. Do you know you are looking?
Yes, I know.
Yes.
It's intentionally.
Yes, so you are looking. So other thing is seeing.
So does it mean when there is looking, there is intention?
Yes.
And when there is just seeing, there is no intention.
No intention, right.
Okay.
So then I ask you, because of seeing, you can look, or because of looking, you can see? Because of seeing happening, you can look. This is one question. Or because of looking, you can see. You translate the chi. What do you think? Okay, maybe other people.
Because of seeing, I can look.
Yes, that's right. Because of seeing happening, we can look. But people think because of you look, you can see. This is a craving, is what? Craving, he want to see something, then he must be looking for. Because that's why he look, then he see what he want to see.
Because when
but nature is a wisdom, is he know the seeing is happening. Then it's the inside the seeing. Well, we need to look. Then we look.
Because if I close my eyes, there is no seeing. So
yes,
there is
how
no
to look. Right, mm-hmm. Yes.
The question about intentions. Do we need to look for intentions? Or they just...
The mind is always looking something. Habit.
Okay, so when
because of this is a survival, the mind, habit. This intention is so quick, so... But important thing is, obviously, we try to looking for something, then this intention very obviously, right? You want to looking for something, then this is an intention there.
So does
naturally,
it
is the mind looking something.
So when the awareness is stronger, do we see the intentions naturally?
Yes, right. Intention is very quick, very fast. And also, intention is the whole body full. Anyway, the whole body, the full intention. When you are sitting still, there is intention have or not? When you are don't move, you are not moving, you are sitting very still.
So there is intention to sit still?
Yeah.
The rest of
only this?
Maybe the intention not to move, I don't know. It's a different one.
But sometimes intention not to move maybe happen. Can happen. And then anything else? Yes, intention to breathe. Yes,
intention
and then
to have the eyes closed. Eyes closed.
Right. And then.
Not to think.
Huh? This is over. This intention to not to think is not right attitude. Right. Yeah, intention to aware is maybe have right, and also why your posture like this. This is Yika sitting like this. Sometimes he's a lot of posture. So funny. She has a lot of posture. This also. Any posture also have intention. Sometimes people, they sit like this. Sometimes they sit like this. They touching like this. This also intention. The whole body is have intention full. But stillness is intention is weak. You can very subtle. To move intention is more obvious. move to do something, intention is very obvious. But stillness is intention more weaker, more subtle. Right.
Thank you.
So it makes sense for me. Don't use computers and cell phones and don't read books.
But can read the book.
We can. Yeah. I can see, but I expected that it will be not here.
Oh, no phone, no computer is better. But this is very busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can read the Dhamma book, no problem.
Okay.
We give you the book, right? Uh-huh. So you can read the book because of this support do you practice.
Okay.
That's you can read. Yeah. So?
And I have a question about my hobbies.
Huh?
My hobbies.
Hobby, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I miss music.
Yes.
Playing music.
Yeah.
I have a lot of music instruments.
Yeah, right.
And it helps me a lot to be more connected with myself.
Okay.
I play.
Okay.
What do you think about if I play somewhere?
Can play.
I don't want to disturb.
Can play, but you must aware. How do you feel while you're doing everything?
Yes, of course.
Then you can learn something about your action and your feeling, your reaction, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you play the music, do you have emotion or not?
Emotion?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yes.
If you no emotion, how to play? Right. Any sound have some emotion have. Feeling is have. Any sound coming, ding dong, also have some people uh-huh. emotion.
So is it okay if I play, just no here, but if I go somewhere to the forest?
Yes. You can practice anything about what you are doing, what happening in your body and mind. You can mm-hmm. watch mm-hmm. and learn this meditation.
Perfect. And second hobby.
Yeah.
I really enjoy if I sleep outside alone.
Oh.
In the forest.
Go outside alone and before sleep, meditate.
Of course.
Whatever. Okay. This is not a big problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
When you have alone, the mind is more aware, right?
So I tried also to play the instrument.
Yeah.
Being aware.
Yeah.
Many times. And it's really hard.
Yeah.
And you recommend it as a practice because when you have to play, you have to pay attention how to
better
play.
Better is if you are mindful to pay attention to playing is a little bit difficult.
It is, right? Yeah.
So your awareness is become, you practice with the awareness become automatic nature.
Yeah.
That time is very good. You can learn something. The mind is playing. And naturally, he do his job.
Yeah.
Awareness also, he do his job.
Yeah.
Then you can learn something. Okay. If you're aware, you're mindful, then playing also not very open, right?
Yeah.
If you too much enjoy the playing, also the awareness gone.
Yeah.
So better is when your awareness become natural.
Yeah, so it's very different playing, being aware.
But if you have a moment, then day by day, you continue practice, become natural. That time you can learn from the natural process, how the mind thinking, how to enjoy the sound, how hear the sound, how do you feel, the relationship, the process, natural process. You can see, you can understand in the anatta or something. This is nobody playing.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a physical and mental process happening.
Yeah. So it must be very hard for us beginners.
Right. So make habit awareness can nature. That time you can learn from your this. Because of doing this is a lot of mind step, right? Yeah. So you try to mindful, then mindfulness is not happy. Natural process, not happen the natural process, then difficult to. Sometimes you're playing, you lost, right? Involved.
It's the nature of playing instrument, I think. Many people play because they are lost in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But because of you, the mind do their job. Also, awareness, also he do his job. That time you can learn something.
Okay. Yeah.
Just speaking about the playing instrument, it reminds me of speaking. It's for me, it's even difficult to be mindful when speaking and talking to people.
Yeah. This
it's very
habit.
Similar. No?
Habit. Because this need to be habit. Again, again, every time you talk, try to practice, then slowly you become more skillful. Right? Don't focus too much. Just knowing you are talking. Now every time you report when you are talking something, every time you are talking, just recognizing you are talking, that's enough. But every day try. Right? Difficult means is not skillful enough. Whatever they practice is very difficult, but they practice every day, again and again and again, this becomes easier. Practice make perfect, right? You know table tennis player?
Yeah.
You know the champion table tennis player, you know? They are respond. They don't need to think.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom. The ball is not go out.
Uh-huh.
Automatic reaction. Because of habit. I like this table tennis player. This is already, they no need to think about this, how the ball come.
Yeah.
They very short and very fast, but they are all automatic. Because of experience, many time playing, the mind become automatic. So mind also, meditation also, mind process on move faster than this. Right? Make a bit.
When you say that the mind becomes automatic, isn't
automatic mean nature?
Yeah. I understand. But when you have, when it is so that the awareness becomes automatic, natural, isn't that then a danger that the mind forgets to recognize that it is aware?
No.
No?
This is a wisdom nature. Wisdom involves very strong. That's why the natural process is happening.
Mm-hmm.
If your awareness becomes automatic, it's a wisdom is involved already. You don't miss.
Okay,
yeah.
So it is not
miss,
like
right.
This. Okay.
Wisdom also he do his job. Awareness also he do his job. Without understanding, you cannot get this level. Any? Yeah.
Maybe one more question to the topic we were talking before. Could you tell something more about the reading meditation?
Reading meditation,
mm-hmm, maybe.
So the same, like a guitar playing or watching the TV. Because of you need to watch, pay attention, and reading the meaning, thinking about the meaning. So the mind many steps. If you are not very scared, how to watch the mental activity, very difficult. Right? So you need to pay attention and thinking about the meaning, the awareness is difficult. If you try to be mindful too much also, because of personal effort is they always use more energy. So this personal effort is there, you cannot know the meaning very well. So better is to try to aware your with reading time, how do you feel? That's enough. Just starting to recognize you are reading, peaceful or not, relaxed or not. Slowly start it, but make a habit all the time. Right? And every time you do like this, you try to be mindful all the time. Slowly, the next time you do this, awareness comes itself. That's why I said, if you're watching the sea, very skillful, looking every time you see and looking, you aware many times, and become nature, this guy, this yogi, is automatic aware already there. Because we are always looking and seeing, right? Without seeing, without looking, we cannot do anything. That's why the seeing and looking is very important to practice, skillful. You need to be skillful how to practice seeing and looking. We are all wake up, we open the eye, then automated awareness there. Right? Yeah. Without looking, you cannot take this. We cannot take. The whole day, how many times you looking?
This is a question, yeah?
Yes. Many times. How many times you notice?
Today I tried and I was full of anxiety.
That's a problem. People, they forget to wear this eye. The eye is active all the time looking something. People is happy to be aware of the body sensation only. Only this body sense though. You must give for any sense though. Hearing, seeing, smelling also. How many times you get a smell? Do you get awareness? Yeah. Try. Yeah.
Is it okay to change the sensor practically? Sometimes try to be aware of seeing. Smelling,
right.
Moving, and so on.
Yes, try. One by one, you need to skip, and later you combine everything. Yeah. First, you need to learn how to fit, how to punch, and how to kick. Otherwise, boom, 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 like this.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned before questioning to increase interest or curiosity.
Right, yeah.
Can we use questioning to help us increase understanding?
Can.
And how?
Can.
How? Can you speak a little bit more
if
about
you some, it? For someone, he want to know something, he has always have a question. Like a Newton. Scientists, they have always question because they are willing to understand. So April fall down, for me, I take the eat, finish. No more asking. So there is a new dance, law also not coming. But he is curious. This is the nature of the wisdom, is always asking. If you don't know, he always asking. Why? Eh? If you understand, your question is why, then answer is something. If your question is what, answer is something. How, answer is something. Depend on your question, then we can see many, many angle. Right? So when the curiosity, the child is very, they will have a lot of questions because they don't know. They want to know, they have many questions. Even the people, adult parents, very impatient. They want to know many things. One time, one boy is very funny. The car, he's sitting in the car. The car is like this, many road like this. He noticed the sun, sometimes window come here. Sometimes this window come here. Then he asked him, there's no two sun? Outside the car, he is sitting in the car. The car is many road go away like this, right? Sometimes he noticed the sunshine, this window.
Okay.
Sometimes sunshine, this window. So he thinks there is two sun or not. Because of this is from experience, who teach him? Nobody teach him because he want to know. So if your wisdom is to wake up, he has many questions. For example, when I notice there is a very noise sound in our center, it's a loudspeaker come. And my mind is happy. But a lot of yogi is upset. Then I ask him why the mind happy. Then I very aware of checking the mind because there is understanding the sound is object. Because of this understand the mind is happy. Then another question comes. Any sound? This is exploring. You not angry this sound. Maybe any sound do you angry or not? We cannot say, right? And if you can more explore any object, do you react or not? You can explore. This is depending on your wisdom level, the many questions is coming.
Does it matter if we have a right or wrong attitude when questioning? When I put a question,
yeah.
And I have a right attitude, is it different when I have a wrong attitude different. When questioning?
Yes.
The different answer is coming.
Any question is no wisdom. Sometimes defilement also question. Yeah. Sometimes you angry. Why? Right? This is not understanding. This is angry. Use the question. So then you feel this not unpleasant. If you are right attitude, the mind has energy, good energy. If you wrong attitude, the mind has no good energy. So motivation is more important. This use the language. Language is what is not very important. Beyond the thoughts is what motivation, what state of mind. This is more important. But sometimes we use the why. WH question is because of more understanding is working. Yes?
I don't want to speak for myself only, but I have a question, another one.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have a feeling behind the question.
Yes.
So sometimes I nearly don't need to put a question, but answer is coming because I have this question not in words.
Right.
Just a feeling of curiosity.
Yes,
is it
right.
Okay?
Very good. This must be. This is naturally happening. This very good wisdom is working already involved. That's why answer come already question. Yeah. Like Archimedes. I explain about this story. He not thinking anything. He need to die. So he said, I cannot answer. 6 days already think about this answer. I cannot. So now I let go. I just go to wash and shower. He not thinking anything. And he sink this butter. Then the water come out. Then answer immediately come. Because of unconsciously, because of he thinking 6 days already. The question is unconsciously there. That's why the experience come, understanding immediately arising. That's why sometimes we wake up, then a good idea come, boom. Nighttime, you wake up, the time the mind is calm, no thinking anything, then sometimes we have some problem, can get a result, solve the problem. Because we are always thinking this problem, but cannot, because it's very complicated. When the mind clear, wake up time is most of the time the mind calm already. That time you get the answer. Yes?
Because you said that about the Archimedes and that the subconscious is dealing. Sometimes, and this is what I want to ask you, sometimes I feel so, even if I'm not mindful during the day, or I forget and then I remember, but then sometimes I think that subconsciously the mind is occupying itself with mindfulness, with meditation, with understanding how, you know, I cannot put in words, it goes without words. So I do think, I think it is happening that when people are doing meditation and we're going to retreats and this and that, that also in the subconscious, it somehow...
They are working.
Working.
Yeah, because you practice long, long time, the unconsciously the mind also happen.
So it is correct, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, I just want to know.
That's become habit.
Yeah, somehow. Yeah. So.
But not very aware.
Not very
it's
aware.
Happening
but
already
but
there.
It is,
there's
it
know
is,
something.
It is, yes.
Naturally, we are know, the mind knows the experience.
Yes.
But because of we have a complicated agitation, that's why we don't clear.
Yes. And also, you know, quite the number of things of an understanding. Because sometimes understanding arises, maybe a little one about little things, whatever. But this is also the result of this subconscious work somehow. you know, all of
Yes. Unconscious is knowing something. That's why understanding can arise. Yes, I understand what you mean.
Like you said, somebody has a problem and you sleep overnight, and then in the morning.
That understanding can arise. Yeah, right.
Like this.
Start to meditate in your life. Do you recommend some trick? How to
some drink.
Trick.
Oh. What kind of trick?
How to put yourself in awareness in daily life in your job, because you was in the job.
Right.
If you have something to put yourself in mindfulness, in awareness. Do you understand the question?
When I practice, I'm not tricky too much because the mind is understand something. If I meditate, I relieve suffering. That's why I continue practice. But sometimes I do something, because one time I cannot meditate, I cannot concentrate, no calm down. When this I mean. Try to think many ways how to calm down. Then sometimes I remember when you are want to think something, you think you don't move. You're very calm, very peaceful, very calm, but not peaceful. The mind is stable. Then focus to the one topic. Because you're very interested in this topic, you continue thinking, the mind is calm down. I notice, I experience this, then I start to think defilement. Huh? I want to think something, I try to think. And slowly I feel calm down, then I choose change the object, and but I come back. Sometimes I tricked. I used this defilement to calm down first.
I meant not now. Well, I know.
Right. Sometimes you want, once you get it, the mind calm down. Then when the calm down, then I choose the neutral object. Then the mind already calm. Because of this is wrong concentration to change the right concentration. Concentration the same. Because of sometimes the lover also concentrate.
Saido, I meant this time you start to meditate, not now. I know how you meditate now.
Yeah.
But some years ago, 20 years ago,
okay.
You was in your job in your
daily
library.
Daily life.
Yeah, so if you that time if you have some tricks.
Some trick?
Yeah.
What do you mean trick?
Skill.
Okay, every time...
I would like to add something. It's a lady, it was a lady in Czech Republic, Mila Tomášová. She was a spiritual lady.
Yeah.
And she has in her pocket 3 stones, and every time if she put her hand in the pocket and she felt the stones, immediately she was somehow.
Oh, okay.
This I meant.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm too depressed, too agitation, too fear.
Yeah.
So how to meditate? I use the... how do you say?
Tiger balm.
Inhaler. Because he's very strong. Inhaler is very strong. You like this, very strong, the mind come back. I use this long time.
Inhalator.
Inhaler.
Yeah.
You breathe. Yeah, they're very strong.
You see, thank you.
Because I need to calm down. Because I'm walking.
Yeah.
I need to calm down.
Yeah.
But I only know this, aware of this constant, aware of the anapana, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes too agitation, the mind cannot stay here.
Yeah.
So I use this, and later I become habit, I walk in with this all the time like this. This I try to think, because if you obvious object, the mind can stay. So you need to think about meditation all the time, how to do, right? You need to think about this practice all the time, then you can find a way, many ways.
Tomorrow in meditation hall.
No need lah. No need. This is a very difficult time. Because of very agitation, I need to calm down, I need to walk. So then I can get this smell, the mind stay there. A little bit more stay, the mind calm down. So I can handle this, start with this object. Start to practice.
If you could explain, please, the meaning of insight.
Insight is realization, right? Realization. Before you think in the something to cover, inside something happen, have. You think, believing something happened. Then you take off the cup, there's nothing. So this is very clearly realization, there's nothing. Right? This is insight. Insight like this, realize something is an insight. Because of this, in the wood, somebody, they think, they believe in there's a nail. Nail put in the wood, there's a nail. But far away, you think this is a nail. And you go and click nearly and look, there's no nail. There's like an I, the same idea of self. It's before we think, believing this is I. Now we learn from this process many times, so clearly understanding there's no self. The same. The wrong view and right view change. Before, wrong view is they think. Now they know. They think is deluded. The understanding is wisdom, opposite. Sometimes the food is, you think this is good, right? Because of this similar, before you eat this kind of food, right? Now, so you nearly want to eat the same food, maybe the spaghetti, right? You before also you eat spaghetti. When you see the spaghetti, you know, do you know or not? Now this spaghetti, you don't know the taste yet. But the mind is thinking, this must be good, right? Then when you eat, that is the insight. Some very bad. So now you know this is bad. Before you know, you think this is good. Think or understand, realize. This is very different. Opposite. Because we are watching with the whole experience, everything is before we think, we will craving, aversion, delusion, and pay attention. For example, beginning we meditate, we think tired. No meditate is more relaxed, right? You meditate, you need to mindful, a little bit feel tired if you're not skillful yet. If you're not meditate, very relaxed, right? Long time, you mindful all the time, but slowly change. Then your view is become opposite. When you are mindful, the mind is stable. If you're not mindful, the mind is complicated. Thinking this, thinking that. This is because of mind quality change, your view is changed. Before it's a deluded thing this way, now wisdom understand this way. That is understand, this is inside. And?
Do we have to pay some special attention during eating?
Important is a craving. If you too much eagerness, then you lost awareness. If your mind calm down, awareness better. So first you need to check your mind how much the craving. Then you just wait, watch your craving first. Craving calm down, then you eat, then awareness come back. Because of food is a craving object. We are the whole life, when we are young until now, we eat every time we eat the food with the craving. So this is a habit pattern. So every time you notice, you see that this object, the mind craving is there. So take care of the craving first. If your mind calms down, the awareness comes back.
While sitting, there's sometimes very, very quick changes, you know, like this object, this,
yes,
or sometimes a voice or a remembrance, or sometimes even I don't even get the meaning of it. You know, it's just idea.
We call this a thought, subtle thoughts. If you're knowing, it's okay.
Okay.
Right, let it be. Very quick, very fast, and consciously, very subtle thought is very fast. Sometimes we don't know what they said, mm-hmm, but you can know this happening. That's enough.
Okay.
Right. Thank you. Sometimes sing a song behind. One time, one yogi, she's very funny. She's always, she's very happy, also sing a song. Very sad, also sing a song. So since she meditate, he noticed the mind is singing a sound, something reaction there. She's a habit. But she said also sing a sound. Angry also sing a sound. Always sing a sound. So the mind sing a sound is some reaction there. Yes, yeah, say something. You should say about your experience, then I understand yogi nature, then I can guide you more right way. So yogi need to tell me how you feel, how your some meditation experience better. Then I can help you. Otherwise, I don't know. Okay, no more question. Last one thing, down.
I have a question. While walking, I see there's a lot of craving, you know,
okay,
because it's so beautiful, and then I kind of start arguing. I start arguing with me. I'm not allowed to see.
No. Should not do this. Let that nature happen. When you see you have a craving, you watch the craving. That's all. You should not stop what you see or what you happening, your feeling. Mm. Okay. Right? You need to learn about the craving and see. Mm. You see, you craving, come. Then you watch the craving come down, then you aware you seeing again. Mm-hmm. Right? Your mind state change, then you can see what what different the view. Right? Beautiful is the mind think. Experience is not beautiful. Experience just experience. But the mind is thinking this is beautiful, this is beautiful, ugly. This is the mind express what he want, what he like. Mm-hmm. Right? I asked one time, silent. Everybody quiet, very silent. How do you feel? I asked many people. Some people said, nice, good, peaceful. Some people said, boring. Some people said fear. What they express, what they are thinking, they feel. But silent is silent. Silent is not good, not bad. Right? Depend on your idea, the mind. You can learn from how the mind to create this. One time I go to Malaysia, in the forest. After raining, the whole forest is very green. But that time, I have sitting meditation finished. And my awareness is very good. So I understand it very well, it's just objects, seeing is seeing. So for me, it's not very beautiful. Just see. The one my friend is talking, wow, so beautiful. Wow, so beautiful. I don't understand what he means at the time. He said, so beautiful. The whole forest is green and wet, like after raining, the clean. For him, it's both beautiful. That's why he can say, so beautiful. That time, I don't understand what he means. There is no beautiful, just see. So this is depend on you can how the mind creating or how the mind thinking, then you can see the this view. That mountain is snow white. Every time you look, the beauty is form and color. That's all. Without color, not very beautiful. But sometimes black and white also beautiful. But black and white also color.
And sometimes, but there's also a craving to wanting to understand.
Yes, that's also. That's also.
So then just watch the
that
craving.
That part you can feel. You can feel it's not good energy.
Yeah, it's like
agitate. Yeah. That's like it.
Yeah, okay. So you just feel the agitation.
Right. Then you need to watch the agitation feeling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Without one thing, we are free. Because of one thing, we are something. So when you meditate time, you need to check mind. Do you want something? Because of everybody do something, because of something, one thing. The whole life we are doing because of one thing. So we are do something, there's some motivation is there. So try to check. Sometimes we don't know certain level they happen. We need to get something, we want to achieve something, want to calm down, or any idea, some idea there, the mind not peaceful. If totally there's no craving anymore, the mind is very free. You have a many experience, then you get more discussion better. So this is what first time, first day, so not much experience, right? Maybe next time. Okay? Yeah.